Ready to go?
I am ready to go, Marshall. Thank you.
Okay. Jay, how about you?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Austin, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Mr. Loomis, are you ready, sir?
I am ready, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. All right. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. The Story County Board of County Commissioner meeting will now come to order. If you'd like to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty, we'll get started with a couple of housekeeping measures right off the bat here. Since we are still going ahead and presenting our meetings by Zoom and have been doing since March. For those of you that are in attendance today, when you wish to speak, please speak clearly and identify yourself for the record. Please remember to leave your microphone on mute when you're not speaking so that we don't hear any dogs or any other things in the background, please. You can use on your telephone *6 to unmute your microphone and then *6 again, once again, to remute it. Also, if you're using the video portion of this, you can use *9 to raise your hand to ask a question. We'll go ahead and proceed with public comment during close to the beginning of the meeting and then once again at the very end of the meeting. And we will also take public comment after every action item on the agenda. And when those of you making public comment, please do not repeat the same thing that a prior speaker has said, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Thank you. With that said, we're going to move right along to item number 3, which is discussion for possible action, approval of the agenda for December the 15th, 2020. Mr. Osborne, do we have any corrections or changes to make to today's agenda?
No, Mr. Chairman, we're ready to go.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? And you'll find that I'll go ahead and pause long enough that we can get any questions going back and forth across the wire here. Hearing no public comment, Vice Chairman Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve today's agenda?
My pleasure, Chairman. Move to approve today's agenda with no modifications.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, this is discussion for possible action, approval of the minutes for October the 20th, 2020. Are there any public comments regarding those minutes of October the 20th? Hearing no comments, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. I move to approve the minutes for the October 20, 2020 meeting.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving us along to item number 5, discussion for possible action, approval of the minutes for November the 2nd of 2020. Are there any public comments regarding those minutes? Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, if you would entertain a motion to approve.
Yes, Chair. I move to approve the minutes for the November 2nd, 2020 meeting.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 6. This is discussion for possible action. Approval of the minutes for November the 16th, 2020. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes of November the 16th? Hearing no comments, Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
Yes, Chairman. I move to approve the minutes for the November 16, 2020 meeting.
I second your motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 7. Item 7 is today's consent agenda. Are there any public comments regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item 8. Item 8 is public comment. Any of those who wish to go ahead and speak, go ahead and identify yourself for the record, and please limit your message to 3 minutes. You can speak about anything that's not on today's agenda. Public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll move on to item number 9. This is discussion only. We'll take no action to public comment. These are committee and staff reports. And I'll start off with the sheriff's office, with the Sheriff Antonoro.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Do you see Mike Northan on the board? Do you see Eric Schoen on the board? All right, over at the library and community chest, Eric Schoen?
Yes, hi there. Sorry, Chairman. I think I had a little bit of a lag there. Yes, hi, this is for the record, Eric Schoen, community chest. Just a couple of reminders, if folks are eating food for the holidays, we have our holiday food program that ramped up. So we've got lots of donations, lots of partners from across the county helping out. So please don't be shy in reaching out if help is needed. During the holidays, our before and after school programs for elementary students and middle school students will be closed down to align the school schedule. So the school will be closed for 2 weeks. Those programs will be closed for 2 weeks. We will, however, continue to run the Early Childhood Education Center. Although, having said that, I do think we are closed the week of Christmas. So, but we are open a few days for folks who are still using that service, and I think that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Eric? Lance, do you have your microphone off?
I have my microphone off, yes.
Do you have any questions for Eric, sir?
I do not, thank you.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions?
No questions, sir.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Okay, over at Story County Senior Services, Stacy York.
Nothing new to report today, thank you.
Very good. I see we have Luis Pena on the board. Do you still represent RSVP, Luis? If you can hear me, Louise, your microphone is muted.
It took me a while to find it. No, I do not represent RSVP. I joined the county with their transportation department, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Do you have anything to report today, Louise?
Lockwood is slow, part of because of the coronavirus. People are scared.
Yeah, I know they are. Okay. Thank you, Louise. Our Director of IT, James Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. James Dean, Stewart County IT Director. Just a couple of quick items. The fiber circuit at the new dispatch center is lit up and functioning, so we have full IT services there. And my number two in IT, Tim Shropshire, has gotten the MOU signed with the state of Nevada, and we're getting the VPN connection set up there as well. So good progress on that dispatch center. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Carmona, same question?
No questions.
Very good. Thank you, James. Story County Recorder, Marty Hansen-Martinez.
Nothing to report today. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Marnie. Our Public Works Director, Jason Wurzbecki.
Good morning, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Our Labor Relations, Jeannie Green.
Nothing new to report, thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Our Director of Communications, Dave Ballard.
Hey, good morning. The only thing I have to report on is pretty much hitting on what James said. I'm just waiting for AT&T now to come in and install that phone system. Once that's in, we'll be live in there. Everything's been completed. We're just waiting for a phone. And I really don't have an exact date on it. I'm still trying to get them to come in for that. But that's kind of where we sit with the new communication center.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any question for Dave?
No questions, thank you.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions?
No questions for Dave.
Okay, thank you. All right, Director of the VCTC, Denny Dotson. Darn. Did you have a question for me? Did you say something?
Good morning, for the record, Denny Dotson. Thank you, Commissioners. From the VCTC, just a quick update. We will continue a strong marketing campaign through the rest of the December here. We totaled it up about $25,000 is where we spent out of our rainy day fund just for December activities. We did have to curb, obviously, a lot of that in regards to a special event. But I think this last weekend, I think we pulled off what I think most people could think we could do, and that's do somewhat of an activity that's fits within all guidelines. And I think people realize that the Virginia City is still a special place, that Victorian Christmas is alive and well. And I wanted to give special thanks to a couple of folks. One, to Jason and the Public Works team, putting those spam, the lights across the street, really added to the ambiance. We had a contest for visitors to log in online and vote for their favorite store. And it really, with the comments and the overall experience, people are just by driving through town, it's been wonderful. We've had over a couple hundred or better comments and people that have been voted on online for the merch here. And I also want to give thanks, Mr. Chairman, to Tom Gray. If everybody has seen this train of lights through town, it's special. You know, Tom really had to invest a lot in this for his business, especially at his 25 or 30% for his capacity to meet within the guidelines. And it's not a profitable thing, but it's something that sure making a lot of people happy. And he needs special recognition for what he's doing. It is an investment for the year, and I can't wait for us to team up and do some real fun things with the full lineup of Christmas on the Comstock next year. But I tip my cap to Tom. It's really a special thing, especially when we added other things like the fireworks. And then speaking of events, we are looking at the first quarter. We are going to announce some of those the first week of January. Obviously, we're going to not be able to do too much right away. We know this. So we're adjusting accordingly, and we'll make those details available the first week of January. But don't look for really too many organized or structured type events the first 2 months of the year. But we'll do a few things that we can do. And then finally, Mr. Chairman, I want to say thank you to you from the VCTC. You've been a huge supporter. I wish you that chair, but you've not go very far because I know where your office is at, and I do enjoy your counsel and talking about things on C Street. So we'll be in touch. But thank you for your service. And that's all from the VCTC.
Thank you, Denny. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Denny?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Carmona, any questions for Denny?
No questions, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to follow up with the, since we've been under house arrest with this COVID-19 pandemic, and most recent, the advertising, Denny, that your staff has put on television, I think is just, it's a terrific ad taking a lot of the videos and combining them from what we've done in the past. And the other day, I saw a billboard in Reno, one of the electronic boards, going ahead and advertising Virginia City as well. So I like the way you're keeping our name out there. And I know it's not something that we're pushing high and mighty because we want to keep the governor off our tail on stuff like this, but we still need people to know that we're open for business and we're here. And I think you and your staff are doing a terrific job with that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, coming down to community relations, Laura Mather.
Good morning. For the record, Laura Mather, community relations coordinator. I'm actually hoping that someday I can do the community relations part of my job. I started with the county about 2 weeks before this pandemic hit, and so pretty much most of my duties has been wrapped up in that. But I hope to someday soon again really develop the community relations part of what I do. And one of the things that I would like to do is reach out to our county businesses, both large and small. Obviously, this has been incredibly difficult for everyone, especially the businesses. So I encourage businesses until I have the time and the ability to actually personally introduce myself and visit with businesses. Particularly those in TRI because of the geographical sort of distance that we have. I encourage businesses, if they have any questions, to reach out to me. Any questions at all with regard to the county, how the county can help, how the other sort of options that there are for various things that are available. So I encourage the businesses to reach out to me. 847-0986 extension 1 is my office line. They will get my voicemail. I am working remotely most of the time, but thanks to our fancy phone system, I get an immediate notification on my cell phone that somebody has left me a message. So again, there's a lot of information out there. I think all of us are tired of emails and being on the internet, so I'm happy to take any questions or phone calls from whether it's our businesses or our county citizens. End of report.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
No, thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Carmona, any questions for Laura?
No questions today, thank you.
Okay. And maybe sitting in another room over there might be Honey Tapley. Honey, do you have a report today?
Good morning, Honey Tapley for the record, and I have nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honey. Okay, I always list this as all things water. It's fresh water, affluent water, wastewater. Mike Nevin.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, Mike Nevin. Give you a couple updates on where we are with the two projects. First, I'll delve into the Gold Hill wastewater. As you recall, you approved the contract with SMC at your last meeting. That paperwork that was needed was delivered the following day to the engineer's office. We did receive back all of the required documentation from SMC. The two most important pieces were the payment and performance bond. And those two documents then were picked up and reviewed by our deputy district attorney, Mr. Loomis, who got them back relatively quickly. So we were able to, the first part of the week, get all documents down to Dean at the USDA in Carson City. They will be doing the final review and give us concurrence that all documents are in conformance with all federal requirements for this project. We expect to hopefully maybe get that back this week, if not next week. And once they give us that approval, then they will allow us to issue the notice to proceed to the contractor I will mention that with the holidays coming up, the contractor wants to mobilize equipment to the site the first week in January and begin construction activities on January 11th. So that's where we sit with the Gold Hill Wastewater Plant. I also would mention that we did, in fact, receive delivery of the package plant a couple of weeks back, and it is sitting up on the divide. So that piece of the puzzle that we purchased back, it's been several months now, has arrived, and all the components of good things. So once this project gets going, we hope it moves along quickly. I believe we have a 120-day construction contract for the completion of this project. So barring any unforeseen weather delays, we hope that this one moves along quickly as well. I'll move on to the Hillside Tank Project. Tank 1, for the most part, has all been constructed. The center column, roof rafters, and all the roof panels have been installed, as well as the overflow, ladder assembly, upper rail assembly. So it's getting there. Just about ready for the coating process. So, on the interior and exterior of that tank. So, moving along, you know, there's been a few delays naturally with the damage that occurred with the winds, but as I mentioned at the last meeting, that was taken care of and turned out very well, actually. So, that's where we sit, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to attempt to answer them. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great project, Mike. No, I don't have any questions, but I'll go to Commissioner Gilman to ask him if he has any questions for you.
There are no questions, thank you.
Commissioner Carmona?
No questions today, Chairman.
Is Martin on here? All righty. Let's go on over to our Emergency Management Director, Joe Curtis.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Joe Curtis for the record. I do have a number of items that I want to brief you on. It's a little bit, maybe a little bit longer than some of the others, but not too long here. Initially, Story County has now, over the last, since March 1st, a total of only 65 cases. We have 27 that are active, and we've had 35 recoveries. Unfortunately, we also were credited with two deaths as a result of the COVID virus. The Story County's test positivity rate is 3.3%. That's the lowest in the state, and that is right next to Esmeralda County. We are the only two counties that are not flagged, not Esmeralda, Eureka County. Eureka and Story County are the only two counties not flagged by the governor as potential problematic areas. We will have the COVID testing site up again tomorrow in Lockwood from noon till 2. Then on the 30th of the month, we will have the test center again open here in Virginia City at the Public Works facility, where we moved in a temporary building to give us shelter from weather factors and try to keep the workers a little bit warmer than standing out in the cold weather. With the closing of November, we no longer are giving flu shots at the test site center. So the one in BC on the 30th will be noon to 2 will be COVID testing. There is some movement. I do want to kind of give you some briefing on the vaccinations thing. The vaccination materials, as you, I'm sure, all aware by now, has started arriving in Nevada. And we are working diligently on the planning process for just exactly how we are going to be able to do the vaccination process for Story County. We are looking right now and possibly on the 30th to be our first opportunity to do some flu, excuse me, flu vaccinations at the testing location in the morning of the 30th. And that will be for our, for our first response personnel. There are, as you may well be also aware from the public information that gets out there, there are three tiers of individuals that we will, in the county, that we will have to do vaccinations with. Tier one doesn't affect us to any serious degree because it's primarily for hospital frontline personnel and some skilled long-term facilities, which we don't have. However, we do have all of our first response personnel from the fire department, the sheriff's department, and the volunteer groups associated with those two organizations. It also may include those of us that are working in these test site centers. This, they are hoping to be able to get started with during the week of the 21st, if all goes planned. And then on NBC on the 30th, again in the morning hours, if that planning takes place. Like I said, it's all very fluid. It changes by the day, if not by the hour. Tier two, essential business workers. Here we are running into some problems trying to figure out exactly who that is. And it's somewhat left up to us in conjunction with working with the state, and we're going back and forth with them on definitions, and we're expecting some information on helping us to define what that consists of. With all of the businesses that are out of the industrial complex, there are some that are considered essential because they have to do with food chain or chain of delivery of essential materials in various locations. This is going to be a significant problem trying to figure this out. I am working with Martin at Community Development to try to help us get some of these figures in line and figured out. This probably, tier two, will probably be more towards the middle of January or possibly a little bit sooner. Tier three is general public. That's where we're going to probably end up with some more the headaches, if you will, because that's going to create some major time demands for those of us working on the administration and setting up these points of distribution sites. Much of these parts of this plan is, again, still very much up in the air. We're still working closely with the communities, Carson City Health and Human Services. And what this means is that, remember, we are part of the Four County coalition or group or quad county, as it's referred to. And that means that anyone from any of those four counties can go to any one of the four county sites at any time when they're doing vaccinations or testing, either one, and be tested or vaccinated at any one of those sites. For those of us it's not a matter of when our 4,000 residents are done that we don't have to do anything anymore. We may have to assist some of the other counties that have larger populations in getting their vaccination processes completed as well. So when we get to doing that, we're going to be bound to feel quite a bit, I believe. How many days a week, that's up in the air, we don't know. But we may be looking to tap for some assistance from other departments on a singular day type of thing.
Joe?
Help us with paperwork and those kinds of things.
Joe Curtis, excuse me. I need to interrupt you for a moment.
Sure.
I need you to hold your thought because we have another agendized item that we have to move to right now. And I'm going to come back to you as soon as we complete this, but we have this on the agenda for a public hearing. This is item 17. This is a public hearing today at 10:30, and it is 10:30. So we're going to do this, Joe, and I'm going to come right back to you, and then we'll go ahead and finish here. Okay? So this is item 17. This is for possible action. We're going to hold a public hearing to consider a new infrastructure tax expenditure plan at 10:30 a.m. on December the 15th at the Story County Courthouse at 26 B Street in Virginia City, Nevada. And then, of course, I didn't look at the staff report. So, Austin, are you you going to handle this, or is Keith going to handle this?
I believe Keith is going to handle this, and also our Comptroller Jennifer McKinnon is on board, too, so I'll defer to that.
Okay, very good. Mr. Loomis, you want to take the lead? Mr. Loomis, are you there?
If he's not, I'll be happy to take it. I don't know if he's stuck
away
or if there's a technical thing, but I'll be happy to, unless Jennifer...
I see Keith's microphone is still muted, so...
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Mr. Loomis. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a technical issue. Okay, so this is a hearing to determine how the revenues of the infrastructure tax should be spent on further infrastructure projects. There is a proposed plan that's been prepared by Jennifer that is in the packet, but that is not set in stone. If the commissioners have a preference for some other way to expend those revenues, that's certainly what we're here for today.
Okay, then why don't we go ahead and have Ms. McCain go ahead and present this to us as she has it proposed.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. In going over the CIP with our county manager, Austin, over the last year, we have come to the conclusion that the current infrastructure ordinance is no longer viable or fills our plan. So if you refer to the proposed plan, we've listed out several items that meet the specific NRS qualifications to be part of the infrastructure plan. And we feel that these items, which include the new Justice Center, further upgrades to the water system, and road projects in several areas of the county, as well as some community development projects, that this money would be widespread across the entire county. And if you have any questions on things that we chose, I would be happy to expand on any of them.
All right. I'll go first to... Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jennifer regarding this?
I do not. We have been through the list, looked carefully at the direction we're taking. I'm comfortable with that, so really I have no questions today at all.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Carmona?
Same goes here. We've delved into this fairly deeply. I'm comfortable with the adjustments, so no questions.
Okay. Yeah. As like everything else, as times change, we need to update where we're going in the future with infrastructure within the county. So thank you both, Jennifer and Keith and Austin, for your work on this. This isn't an action item, so we're not going to vote on it. So what I'm going to go to the legal counsel and say, are we good to conclude this and go back to our regular agendized items, Mr. Loomis?
Well, I think we should invite public comment on the proposed plan. It is supposed to be a public hearing.
Okay, all right, very good. So at this point, I will open it up for public comment. Once again, any public comment in reference to the new infrastructure tax expenditure plan? All right, very good. We're going to go back to committee and staff reports, and we're going to go right back to our Director of Emergency Management, Mr. Curtis. Joe?
Mr. Chairman, Keith Loomis again.
Go ahead, Mr. Loomis.
The infrastructure public hearing is actually set for a motion to approve the proposed plan as it's been presented.
Okay. I don't see in here where it said it was an action item. I apologize for that. Okay. Then I will go to Commissioner Carmona and ask you if you'll entertain a motion to go ahead and approve this.
My pleasure, Chairman. Hi, Commissioner Jay Carmona, hereby move to approve the new expenditure plan for infrastructure tax revenues as established during the course of this public hearing and to incorporate it in Ordinance Number 20-317.
And I second that motion.
Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right. Joe Curtis, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No problem. I have just a few more little things here to inform you about. As I said, we will be doing the, it looks like, in fact, just as we were off the air here, I just got a text that says that we look like we're solidly planned for, from 9 to 11 on the 30th, we'll start doing our first responders vaccinations on the 30th. Seems to be, as of just moments ago, they said that's the date that they want to start that. So that would be the tier one only. That's not for the public at all. That's just merely for our first response personnel. Once that's done, then we will move on to tier two. Once it's done around the state, then we move on to tier two. And as I say, tier two will probably be around the middle of January, would be my suspicion. All of our medics, the fire department has done all the appropriate paperwork and so forth. They've trained them all to provide vaccination shots, and they will be helping the county throughout and throughout the other four counties possibly to assist as necessary to get the vaccinations to all people within the state as quickly as possible. So that's pretty much a very rough overview of what will occur in the four counties in regards to vaccinations. And as I say, it's not set in stone. It could change from time to time, and we'll advise you as that may be the case. Some of the rumors that we keep hearing around, and you see them talking about agreements between Walgreens and CVS, and that is not for the public at this point in time. Walgreens and CVS will be providing vaccination shots to long-term skilled care facilities and not the general public to begin with. They may get involved with the general public later down the road, but not originally. So don't be going to Walgreens and CVS trying to get a shot. So when we get to tier three, you may be able to go to CVS. That's to be seen, to be known at the time. The clinic in Virginia City from Nevada Health Centers through the community chest operation, they are working on getting their clearance to potentially provide vaccination shots to the public when that comes through. We're waiting to see if they accomplish that or not. If anybody wants to try to go out and get information about vaccinations, they can go to immunizenevada.com. That's immunizenevada.com, immunizenevada.com. And they have a lot of information that anyone can access and find out more information about the vaccination process. With that, I would entertain any questions that commissioners might have regarding that.
Yeah, Joe, do you anticipate we might have to set up some type of reservation system for residents to go ahead and make a reservation to get inoculated, because I think we could get a lot of people who want to be all vaccinated right off the bat, and if so, are we going to take our most elderly first and then go down to the youngest? I mean, is there a process there where we're going to take the most vulnerable first and vaccinate them and go down the list? And the second part of my question is, if someone is currently infected with COVID-19, is the recommendation that they recover from that before they get vaccinated?
Excellent question, Mr. Chairman. And we've been receiving information back and forth
regarding that very thing. The appointments for vaccinations has been discussed, and it's a possibility that we may do that when we get to the tier two and or tier three in particular, so we don't have massive things going on. Also, there may only be certain amounts of the vaccination that we can hold here on site for a temporary period of time to be able to do that, say maybe 100 or so at a time. And the other problem is that when you get the vaccinations, you're going to have to sit in your car or sit someplace for 15 minutes to ensure that you don't have some sort of a reaction. The reaction factors are possible, but if you know it's a person that has underlying areas of various allergies that could be affected by it, that may be the case. So we want to keep people for about 15 minutes after they get the vaccination so that we can watch them and make sure that they're okay. I have not heard any information about any problems in the area at this point, but then we're only a day into it as well. So the other thing was, I think it was vaccination, if I understood you correctly, well, vaccinations to people who have had the COVID. Was that what your question was?
Or if they've had it or if they're currently infected, if they have an active case.
Yeah, if they have an active case, they will provide a vaccination to an active case. I believe that they will if you've had it previously. They probably will. I've seen information to that. Again, that stuff is still in flux. A lot of that stuff they're still working with it, and I think maybe in the next week some of that will become more specific and we may be able to be more accurate about that kind of information as to giving them to whom. And then the other portion was the plan for age factor versus working down. I've not seen a specific plan on that at this point in time. I think that they're looking more at that and more in the tier one areas, I believe. But here again, that information hasn't been totally given to us at this point in time.
Okay. Well, I mean, when we look at the elderly, Story County is the oldest county in the state of Nevada. So,
let me ask Laura may have another avenue because she has some other contacts here, and I'd like to have her input into this as well.
Jump right in, Laura.
Morning again, for the record, Laura Mather, Community Relations Coordinator. So, I just want to clarify that Carson City Health and Human Services is the lead agency on that. Vaccinations are something that is their responsibility and what they will be handling. So they will handle all of the coordination. They will handle reaching out to everybody. They will handle confirming when vaccinations will be made available to the general public. They have a wealth of information and they are keeping up on the literally hour to hour changes about this. So I encourage anybody who has questions on the vaccination process and how it will work and when it will work and all that good stuff to go ahead and reach out to that agency as they are the lead for this for the Quad Counties.
All right, thanks, Laura. Anything to follow up with, Joe?
No, I don't believe so. I think that I appreciate that clarification. They are the ones that are directing us as to what we're going to do and when we're going to do it.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Joe?
Not a question specifically, but I would hope as a county, if we have any flexibility whatsoever, that we're allowed the ability to select who we're going to vaccinate first. We have such a large population of seniors, especially down in the Lockwood area. I'm not sure that all communities should be treated exactly the same, but if we find, Joe, that we have any flexibility at all, I'd like to at least propose that we think about putting all of our seniors in line first.
Yeah, good point, and this is something that we would have to discuss with Carson City Health and Human Services, because it'll have to coincide with whatever plans and thought processes they have on that very subject. But there's no, but we certainly can, we will certainly have input with them regarding that if that's the case. So I don't know if they're going to do it that way, or if it's a one-come, first-come, first-served situation. But we'll know that as we move on down. And we're probably, to be concerned about that, we're probably a solid month or more, or 2 months away before we even get to that point.
I see. Well, you could get the back stats from Austin. I'm sure it isn't as there, but I believe our county is, maybe 70%, 65-year-old and older. I doubt that all the other surrounding counties understand that. So, just a thought. Thank you.
Good point. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any follow-up questions for Joe?
I do not. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your report.
Thank you, Commissioners. Sorry it was a little lengthy today, but I wanted to give you some information, at least on the vaccination stuff.
Very, very good. Thank you. Do we have Kathy Canfield from Planning on board today?
Yes, I'm here. I don't have anything other than what I have on the agenda later. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. County Comptroller, Jennifer McCain. Are you still with us, Jennifer?
Yes, sorry, I couldn't unmute. Jennifer McCain for the record. Nothing right now, thank you.
Very good. All righty. The County Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Jeff Nevin, Fire Chief. Just want to follow up with what Joe said about the vaccines. We do have about a third of our employees are able to give those vaccines, so we'll be able to help out in any way we can when those come to us, and even helping out the other three counties as well. So we're good to go there. As some people may have seen, we are starting to whittle away at the large vegetation pile of islands. We're burning that down. So it's a process. I want to make sure it's put out or tampered down at night so it doesn't escape the snow, and we can help us tremendously with that. So we'll be continuing on with that. We also received six electrostatic sprayers that will assist us with decontaminating our ambulances and our fire stations. So we're going to spray the fire stations every 48 hours to make sure that there's no virus living in them. And then the ambulances will get sprayed each time we have a positive or a suspected case that we've transported. So trying to look out for the employees and everybody that's in and out of the fire stations here. So, and then finally, just following up on Denny's comments, thank you for your leadership and guidance and advice throughout the years, too. You will be missed. And I appreciate your leadership here. That's all I have in sharing questions.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Carmona?
No questions. Thank you.
All righty. Our HR Director, Toby Whitten.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report at this time.
Very good. Thank you. Our Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report today.
All righty. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple items. Mine more than may have discussed otherwise, but the Community Center, the Lockwood Senior Center, and the Tower Road down in Lockwood. Those projects are moving along, as stated in the past, and we will begin a public outreach in the Lockwood Senior Center shortly, just once we get past the holidays, that sort of thing. Mike Northern and gave me a tour down there at the Justice Center. It's looking really good. It's near complete. They're putting in acoustic tiles and carpet and things like that. So it's moving along just fine. Kind of being targeted for about mid-January before it actually is about ready to hold it. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
No, sir. Thank you.
Commissioner Carmona, any questions for Austin, sir?
Not today, Chairman.
All right. Very good. Story County Clerk, Vanessa Stevens.
Don't have anything today. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Deputy Clerk, Ms. Nevin, nothing today? All right. I believe that concludes our committee and staff reports. Unless, have I missed any directors, department heads, or elected officials that wish to go ahead and report anything today? There's a lot of boxes on my screen today, and it's pretty small print, so okay. In any event, that'll go ahead and conclude committee and staff reports. That'll move us on to item 10. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. I'll start off with Commissioner Gilman.
No comment today. Thank you, Mark.
All righty. Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Carmona.
The only thing I'd like to comment on, I had the opportunity to watch both fireworks shows last weekend and this weekend, or this weekend and whatever, last weekend. And I just wanted to say, I think it was a fantastic idea to move it into the Christmas season, and hopefully we can do something like that next year. It was, the response on social media was outstanding. Everybody seemed to be very well behaved. It was great to see fireworks in December, so... thanks to the BCTC for scheduling that and for all the attendees for behaving themselves. That's all I got.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Jay. I agree with you because a lot of positive feedback on the fireworks the last two Saturdays. Yeah, terrific job. Mm-hmm. Okay, my comments are going to be as this will be, as you know, my final regularly scheduled meeting while I will chair this board, which I've done for the last 7 years. And I really appreciated this job. I love working for Story County. When I was first elected 8 years ago, Story County was still coming out of the recession along with everybody else. Our labor force had been reduced by one third. Fire station and the industrial park had been closed, which is now reopened. The library at the high school, the county library had been closed, all due to lack of funding, and with the assistance of Community Chest, we've been able to reopen a new library, you know, for the county. I think we pretty much have all of our staffing levels back up to normal. Public safety being the most important, with our firefighters, paramedics, and law enforcement. We've purchased new fire engines, new ambulances, and hopefully the new patrol cars for the sheriff's office. We've come a long ways. We've done studies on flood control, and we've done studies on water, and we've done the work that goes behind it. We've done massive road projects in the county and big infrastructure with water and sewer projects here on the Hill in Virginia City. We've come a long ways in the last 8 years, and it's been a terrific ride. And as I've been here, over these years, I've had an opportunity to speak to a fireman's convention that was in town, the assessor's conference, Eagles convention, and many others. And I've had the opportunity when I give these talks to talk about Story County and our local government. And I've got to talk about how we have the best. We have the best elected officials. We have the best department heads and directors, and we have the best staff of any government in the state of Nevada. And I stand by that. We truly do operate as a team, and we do a terrific job doing it. We really do. And I'm proud of everybody who works for this county and those who have retired since I've been here. Now, going forward, you know, when we look at what tourism has done for Virginia City and for Story County, it has to continue. And it's just been a remarkable ride these last 8 years. Now, we've gone through the pandemic right now, but we're going to recover from this. And it's going to come soon now that we've got a vaccine. The growth that's happened in the industrial park in the last several years has just been phenomenal. And I can't stress how important it is that we continue with the growth in the industrial park. It gives us the tax base that we need in order to afford the services and the supplies that Storey County provides our residents. Now, there's a small tax base in Virginia City with the tourism, but the industrial park is where it's at. And going forward, I'm confident that this county will see fit to go ahead and work with our new businesses that come in, because it is so important for Storey County to maintain its autonomy by being a county, being a government, and having its own school district. And it's going to keep the funds of a stable tax base to keep us where we're at and not be absorbed by one of the larger counties. So, everybody knows that I'm born and raised in Storey County, right here in Virginia City. This is where I make my home with my wife, Lauren. And as I retire from county government in a few weeks, nothing will change. I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to manage, own, and operate a family business. It's been in my family for the last 90 years. So, with that said, I won't be working for the county anymore, but I will be available for any assistance that I can be. So thank you for that. It's been a great ride.
Well said, Chairman.
All right, now we're going to get down to the nuts and bolts. Moving on to item 11. This is a discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the Storey County audited financial statements for the year ending June 30th of 2020. Completed by DiPietro and Thornton. Do we have Joe Costanza with us today?
Yes, I am here.
Great. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How's it going?
Real good.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm with the CPA Farm DiPietro and Thornton. I'm grasped in. The opportunity to do the audit for you. Be able to get it done a little bit more in a timely manner this year. And, I want to thank both the current staff of the Comptroller's Office and the different staff. It really has been quite a progression here in the last few years of getting things really, really dialed in. Most important thing on this audit is a clean opinion. It is an unmodified, nothing that we see that makes the statements materially misstated. We didn't really find anything of note that was at the level that we had to discuss it. So that's a good thing. First thing I wanted to comment on was last year, the audit had taken a little bit longer as new computer systems. And one of the things that I kind of didn't like about that was it made it seem like the system that you spent a lot of money on wasn't worth it. Using the system, and now that it's got dialed in, it is an incredible system compared to really helped my job. I think it's going to help county get financial records better. We have everything digital, and I just think it helps the comptroller's office, and in turn helps the county go. So I'd like to say, how important I think that computer system is, how much improvement has been, and really, it has been a smooth transition. I know last year it took a while, but as I told you last year, you see this all the time. It's always a hard thing to switch. And you could really see the way the accounting system worked this year, the benefits of it. So I just want to bring that up. As far as the financial statements this year, there was nothing really out of whack compared to prior years. Everything seemed to be the same. The one thing that you will notice is revenues were down. They were down quite a bit. And I just want to explain to you the real reason for this. One of the big reasons is when you get a grant in for, say, water or sewer projects, anything capital products, they come in as revenue, and you
So last year, in the year ending June 30th, 2019, we actually received quite a large amount of grants and both just finished water project. I mean, finished sewer project and new water projects. So the revenues are down, but it is strictly grants as far as taxes and everything. Everything else was a little bit up during the year, actually. There was a little bit of a, you know, a decrease in the VCTC just because of special events there when COVID hit in March. Not too much there, but other than that, the revenues were actually up, even though they are down quite a bit. It was just the grants have gone down as we finished a couple of big projects. The other thing, if you'll notice, is the assets of the county did go up during the year, which is always a good tell that everything's going well. You know, I did want to point out that, like I said, I think these financial statements give a good picture of where the county is, that you're in good shape. The one thing I caution, and it seems to be something I've cautioned every board meeting I've done for about since last year, is the world has changed, obviously, since, you know, just this audit, we've got 3 months there of COVID. So even though these present a good picture, I think you guys are, you know, I don't want you to think that, you know, it encompasses all of the COVID. And, you know, I didn't look at what it did has done since. I think you guys have still measured do pretty well, but this was kind of at the beginning of the COVID events. So it kind of was a different world, I think we all know back then. A couple other things I wanted to point out. The grants this year were down. You were actually under the level of a single audit being needed. So we didn't have to do that. It's kind of a small thing, just saying you're in compliance with grants. We anticipate that to go up next year. I think it was just kind of a in-between thing where a couple of water and sewer projects really wrapped up. And I think next year there's definitely a single audit from the CARES Act. That's the reason why there is no single audit adjusted in there. A couple of things I just want to point out, two big issues with the financial statements. One is, you may notice the sewer department lost a lot of money. And this is something that's going to be on the books for a long time. It is basically, according to accounting rules, you take obviously into income when you get the money to build your sewer system, but now we're depreciating it. So each year, it's not a, you know, this isn't a cash loss, it's more of just kind of a book loss because we're writing off that sewer system each year. And it's a pretty large depreciation chunk. Usually you'd say, you know, the one thing about that this year, the county is, you really didn't pay for a lot of that sewer system. You got a lot of it through grants. So it kind of is a book loss, but it's not really indicative of how the sewer system is doing financially. You know, they may show a loss now for the next 20, 30 years, but they will still maybe be cash, bringing in cash each month, which would mean, you know, that is still a profitable industry. You know, when you sell a business, you hear a lot about EBITDA, and you take out the depreciation, but it's not really indicative sometimes of how the business is actually doing. The other thing I just wanted to point out again, like prior years, there is a negative unrestricted balance on the balance sheet. This is generally just caused by pension accruals that we have to make regarding the underfunding of PERS. 10 years ago, it didn't exist. You guys would have a nice positive balance and everything looked really good. But we are required now, based on government standards, to put in that liability. And it is a large one. That is the reason why you guys are in there. It's just that they want everyone to show that everyone has a piece of that underfunding of PERS. It's something that most people think is not really a liability of the county that will never come to pass. They do make us put it on there. It's not something we ever anticipated paying. But it is on there based on accounting standards, and that is why the negative fund balance is unrestricted. It really is a positive, and you really have to worry if that negative gets more than the liability. Is the share of the pros. The other thing I just want to bring up, every year we go through and we kind of give some help to you as a county about where your accounting system is and any improvements you can make. last year we had given you three suggestions, and two of them are still on there. And I just want to talk about those first. First one is we do have to help you prepare the actual financial statements. Shouldn't make us have to go have someone else, you know, double check our work. Again, this is not the ideal situation. You should be preparing your own financial statements. No county their size prepares for financial statements. County bigger than you do not. A lot of counties bigger than you do not prepare their own financial statements. It's something we have to bring up because obviously it's not the ideal situation. But as I've told him, every meeting I've been at through the years, and I've told the comptroller's office, I've told county manager, it is something that we should strive for, but it might maybe be a little bit more of an impossible goal just based on the size of county. It's something that we can always help you with or any other auditor. And like I said, it is the norm, not the exception, for the accountants, PA auditors, to help create the financial statements. The other issue that we had talked about in the past was monthly closes of the financial statements and reconciling the accounts. We did see some improvement on this, but again, I think between the change in the office, the comptroller's office, and then the COVID, it did kind of, I think, put that to a little bit of a back burner. We've seen a little bit more, and I will say that I did see that there was less adjustments having to be made this year. I think this is kind of been a continuation, as I said, each year. Just more and more is being taken on by the comptroller's office. It has made my job a lot easier, and I do appreciate it. So even though I do bring this up, and I do think there is still room for improvement, I have seen improvement over the years. So I'm happy with how it's gone. The other issue that came up this year was, we did notice that journal entries were being able to be made without any approval from the comptroller's office. This is something that didn't show that it really caused any problems, but it's something that any segregation of duties, I think, is an important thing to have. I spoke to Mr. King about this, and it was fixed within a few weeks after I mentioned it's already been fixed, that she approves any journal entry that's in there. This just creates, you know, more of a check and balance on the different departments, and I just think it's always great to have a second set of eyes on something. It just adds to the fact that numbers can be a little bit more trusted. And I think I'm happy that change was made so quick. That can already tell you next year's meeting, I can tell you it was done because it's already been done. Other than that, I think the statements, as I said, were quite kind of in line with the past years. I think there's great help here throughout the whole, everyone I've worked with in the county. And I, you know, it was a little bit strange here, obviously, with was less in person, auditing, but I was still out a lot, do a lot. The new computer system and Zoom and everything has changed everyone's lives. And I'd like to thank you again for the opportunity. Not to any questions.
I'm going to go to Ms. McCain's office first to see if Jennifer has any follow-up comments to make to Mr. Costanza's report.
This is Jennifer McCain for the record. And I just want to say that I agree with everything that Joe has brought up. In the back of the audit, you can read my responses to his findings. I do agree on all of them as items that we should be taking care of. However, I think his main point is the structure of our office and the size of our county prohibits me recognizing all of those things, but we are trying to make advancements to get closer to those goals. It was an honor working with Joe this year. He has been extremely helpful in the changeover in our office, and I just want to say thank you to him. And if anyone has any questions for either one of us.
Okay, very good. Mr. Osborne, do you have any follow-up on this, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All I want to say is thank you, Mr. Costanza. You've just been great to work with, and Jennifer's office, too. This audit process has been very interesting and very smooth this year and on time. So thank you, and I don't have any further.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions or concerns, sir?
You know, I don't have questions. I'm so pleased that I take this report report is very positive for our county. It seems to me that we're in a very positive place, and that without much challenge could be the opposite. So, you know, I'm so glad that Jennifer's there and that she enjoys working with Joe and everyone. And I believe that it was a very positive report, and thank you everyone for that. The county benefits, we're blessed, and I don't have any worries there a bit. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jennifer.
Very good. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions, comments, concerns?
No questions, but I would like to say that I'm glad to hear that the new software program is performing as close to as we hoped as possible. You know, I feel very confident in our comptroller's office, that's all I've got.
Thanks, Jay. And my follow-up is that Story County had been with an auditor for decades in here, and then after making the change to Joe's firm a few years ago, here we are, the first time in my 8 years that we've had an audit come in on time and with not as many notes as necessary. Now, I know that every year that Joe does an audit for Story County, he's going to have notes in there to go ahead and improve the county's reporting and everything that's associated with it. It's always going to be there because there's always an improvement that needs to be done. But I couldn't be happier with Joe's firm and how well they work with Story County. And it's just seems like it's a well blended operation. So anyway, Joe, thank you. Thank you and your whole team for everything that you do for Story County. I think this is something I need to open up for public comment. So if anyone else would like to comment on the county's audit, go right ahead. Either put your hand up or jump right in. You say anything? Okay, I don't see any public comments. So Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve the audited financial statement?
Good night, Madam Chairman. I, Commissioner J. Carmona, motion to approve the Story County audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2020.
Second that motion, thank you.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for attending our meeting today, Mr. Costanza.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Next up on our agenda is item number 12. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of reappointment of Dr. James McLennan to serve as a county health officer per NRS 439.310 with a contract renewed from January the 1st of 2021 through August the 31st of 2021. The request at this time is for an 8-month renewal so that we may reevaluate the county health services when the pandemic subsides. Mr. Osborne, are you going to handle this, sir? Or is Mr.
Lewis?
Laura. Laura? You can handle Laura? Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. For the record, Laura Heather. So as you just mentioned, Dr. McLennan has been our community health officer for several years now. His contract expires on December 31st. We would like to renew that contract. And again, we're renewing it for 8 months simply because we don't know how this pandemic will change the way we do things. It's possible we will need to make some changes in how we work with our community health officer, those duties, and sort of how we will proceed as we move through this pandemic.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I have no question.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona?
No questions except is Dr. McLennan on today?
He is not on, but I did have a conversation about the contract and got his thoughts, and he's aware of all this.
Okay. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Very good. We'll open up for public comment. We have public comment on this issue. Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to reappoint Dr. James McLennan for a contract through August the 31st?
Aye. Commissioner J. Carmona, I move to approve the reappointment of Dr. James C. McLennan to serve as a county health officer for NRS 439.310 with a contract renewal from January 1, 2021 through August 31st, 2021.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving us on to item number 13, discussion for possible action. For possible action, one, appointment of Tony Wren as the appraiser to appraise the value of an easement across property located at 386 South G Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Two, consideration and possible acceptance of an appraisal of an easement in the amount of $10,970 by Mr. Wren. Three, authorize the county manager to make an offer to Virginia City Holdings, LLC for purchase of an easement by the county for the amount of the appraised value. And four, authorize the opening and consummation of the purchase of the easement by opening an escrow and complying with the terms of the escrow, included obtaining of policy of title insurance, renewal of exceptions to title, accepting deed and conveyance, and providing for deposit of purchase money into escrow. Okay, that was a mouthful. Mr. Osborne?
Mr. Chairman, if you want to begin, but Deputy District Attorney Keith Lewis is also on and may want to speak to this.
Yeah, I can get it started off if you'd like, Austin.
Sure.
Okay, well, this is kind of a little bit different situation. Back in October, we passed an ordinance setting up a list of potential appraisers to handle appraisals within Story County. To this date, it's my understanding there is only one appraiser on that list as recruitment efforts are ongoing, and that appraiser is Mr. Wren. So what we're asking the board to do is appoint Mr. Wren to conduct the appraisals of the two properties that have been referred to as High Street easements, but I think they're actually on G Street. And he has performed those appraisals. He does have the figures prepared, and as to this particular one, the price value of the easement is $10,970. And so if you appoint Mr. Wren, the next step would be to accept that appraised value as valid, or if you're not confident in the value of the appraisal, the board has the option to request a new appraisal. If you are satisfied with the value of the appraisal, then we would accept it, authorize Mr. Osborne to make an offer to Virginia City Holdings LLC, which is the owner of the properties across which the easements run, and make that offer in the amount of the appraised value. And if it's accepted, we go ahead and open up an escrow to get the title policy and get the deed and submit the purchase money into that escrow and do the other things that go hand in hand with an escrow.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions regarding this?
I do not, Marshal. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona?
No, I do not have any questions.
Open up for public comment. All right. I don't hear any public comment. So this is something we've been working on for the last several months in order to clean up some ingress and egress down there. So with that said, if I can go ahead and get Commissioner Carmona to entertain a motion on item 13.
I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to authorize the county manager to make an offer to purchase the easement from Virginia City Holdings LLC in the amount of the appraised value.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving on to item 14.
Mr. Chairman, is Keith Lewis again?
Yes, Mr. Lewis.
We have not, the motion that's set out on the agenda package has some other aspects to it, which include the appointment of Mr. Wren to do the appraisal, the acceptance of the value of the appraisal, and then authorize Mr. Osborne to make the offer to purchase the properties from Virginia City LLC and to authorize him to open the escrow.
All right. Would you like Commissioner Carmona to go ahead and make a new motion to that effect?
Yes, please.
Okay. Jay, do you find that in your packet, how that's laid out?
I do.
Okay.
So rather than multiple choice, it's all four. I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to appoint Tony Wren as an appraiser to appraise the value of a permanent access and maintenance easement across property located at 386 South G Street, Virginia City, Nevada, to accept the appraisal of that easement in the amount of $10,970, to authorize the county manager to make an offer to purchase that easement from Virginia City Holdings LLC in the amount of the appraised value, and to authorize the county manager to open an escrow for the purchase of the property and complying with the terms of the escrow, including obtaining a policy of title insurance, reviewing exceptions of title, accepting deed of conveyance, and providing for deposit of purchase money into escrow.
I'll second that motion.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now we'll move on to the second part of this, which is item 14, discussion for possible action. For possible action, appointment of Tony Wren as the appraiser to appraise the value of an easement access property located at 395 South G Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Consideration of possible acceptance of an appraisal of the easements in the amount of $7,915 by Mr. Wren. Authorize the county manager to make an offer to Virginia City Holdings, LLC, for the purchase of the easement by the county for the amount of the appraised value, and four, authorize the opening and consummation of the purchase of the easement by opening an escrow and complying with the terms of the escrow, including obtaining of policy of title insurance, review of exceptions to title, accepting deed of conveyance, and providing for a deposit of purchase money into escrow. So this is part two of that. I'll open it up for any public comment regarding this item. Hearing no public comment, I'll go back to Vice Chairman Carmona if you'd entertain a motion and make it your long-winded motion again, please.
Will do. Hi, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to appoint Tony Wren as an appraiser to appraise the value of a permanent access and maintenance easement across property located at 395 South G Street in Virginia City, Nevada, to accept the appraisal of that easement in the amount of $7,915, to authorize the county manager to make an offer to purchase that easement from Virginia City Holdings LLC in the amount of the appraised value, and to authorize the county manager to open an escrow for the purchase of the property and complying with the terms of the escrow, including obtaining a policy of title insurance, reviewing exceptions to title, accepting deed of conveyance, and providing for deposit of purchase money into escrow.
I'll second that motion.
Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. With the approval of both of these, somebody need to direct Kathy or Lindy to look into the address on this to go ahead and take care of Mr. Loomis's concerns on the correct address for this parcel.
Mr. Chairman, I had a hard time hearing that, but I did hear that and Mr. Loomis's prior comment regarding IMG Street. The addresses are posted properly. They are on G Street. It's called an I Street easement because ultimately it will be the I Street that will work us all the way up to F Street. So that's kind of the idea, to just stay on I Street in theory until you cover that whole stretch.
Okay, just wouldn't want
to. Correctly, they are. Yeah.
Very good. I just didn't want to go forward and record documents. It would go ahead and have the incorrect address on it. So thank you.
Yeah, the addresses that are posted are correct.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Moving along to item number 15, discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval to reimburse Story County Fire Protection District an amount not to exceed $22,000. This cost is for equipment supplies directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic. From March the 1st, 2020 through December 30th of 2020, the funds would be reimbursed from the Story County allocation of CARES Act funds. So does Austin, are you going to handle this? Laura, are you going to handle this?
Me again.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura, for the record. As we all unfortunately know, positive coronavirus cases are increasing. This has an unfortunate effect on people's health within our community, and it also has a direct reflection on the fire department and how they respond. All of the items that the fire department has requested fall under the guidelines of the CARES Act funding, and the funds are available in our CARES Act allotment.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Laura?
No questions. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any follow-up questions? Commissioner Carmona, are you with me?
My apologies, I was on mute. I do not have any questions.
Very good, thank you. We'll open. Is there any public comment regarding this item on the agenda? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
Hi, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to approve the reimbursement of an amount not to exceed $22,000 to the Story County Fire Protection District. This cost is for equipment and supplies directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds will be reimbursed from Story County's allocation of CARES Act funds.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you, Laura. A lot of expense with these CARE funds, I tell you. Item number 16, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of an amount not to exceed $40,000 for the purchase of a 3/4-ton truck for emergency management to tow the emergency management COVID-19 response trailer. The funds will be covered by Story County CARES Act funds allotment. Ms. Mather.
Thank you. Laura Mather for the record again. So first of all, I need to amend the not to exceed amount of $40,000 to a not to exceed amount of $55,000. I also want to point out a couple of things for this. So we will be required to continue with COVID-19 testing for 2 years, regardless of how the vaccination process rolls out and its success rate. During the nice months when we don't have winter conditions, we tow that trailer to 4 different locations. During the winter months, we are here in Virginia City for the most part, but we also go down to Lockwood. Everything that we need is in that trailer. Also, it won't be specifically for the COVID-19 trailer. I verified with the Governor's Office of Finance that this cost is allowable under the CARES Act funds, and we can use it for basically everything emergency management related. So we have additional trailers in the emergency management what we do, including a mass casualty trailer, trailers for filling sandbags, those kind of things. So the truck will be used for more than just the COVID-19 trailer that we pull. The current vehicle that we have is not, it's just not sufficient to tow that type of trailer. So our emergency management really needs a good truck, a good safe truck to pull our various trailers with.
You're right about that. We can't have an underweighted vehicle pulling a trailer that's loaded with all this equipment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Laura?
I do not, thank you.
Commissioner Carmona, any follow-up questions?
No, not today.
Any public comment regarding this agendized item? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
It would be my pleasure. Hi, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to approve the purchase of a 3/4-ton truck for emergency management to tow the emergency management COVID-19 response trailer. The funds will be covered by Story County CARES Act funds.
I'll second that.
Chairman, might that motion also include not to exceed $55,000?
Not to exceed $55,000.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second that motion.
Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We've already heard item 17, so we'll move on to item number 18. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the second reading of Ordinance 20-317 regarding allocation of infrastructure tax revenues on infrastructure project within the county pursuant to an adopted plan of expenditure. Now, this is what we just had our public hearing at 10:30 on. So with that, any follow-up questions on this, Mr. Gilman? Commissioner Gilman?
No follow-up, thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Carmona, any follow-up?
No follow-up, Chairman.
All right, open up once again to public comment. Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, if you would entertain a motion to approve.
Yes, Chairman. I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, hereby approve the second reading of Ordinance 20-317, providing for the allocation of infrastructure tax revenues to infrastructure projects in Story County.
Second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along is item number 19, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the second reading of Bill Number 126, Ordinance Number 20-315, providing for the substitution of the Story County Board of County Commissioners as the ex officio Board of Trustees of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial General Improvement District, which is known as the TRI-GID.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Lance Gilman here, and I'm going to, as I hold a pecuniary interest in some of the things out of TRI, and in an extreme abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself from discussions and voting on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Loomis.
I can handle this if you...
I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And Ms. Whalen is also with us if there's any questions for her.
I see.
This is the public hearing of the second meeting of Ordinance Number 20-315, which provides for the substitution of the existing Board of Trustees with the Board of County Commissioners in an ex officio capacity. Essentially, the Board of County Commissioners will become the head of the TRI-GID, and the reason for that being that there's so little population within the GID that the GID has had a hard time actually putting together a Board of Trustees, and so that is why the ordinance is before you today, and the request is that the staff's recommendation is to be approved, and Ms. Whalen, if you have anything you want to add, please jump in.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Hey, Mr. Osborne, I think you have something you'd like to read into the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Mr. Loomis and Sherry have made these comments before on everything, so I'm fine with that. I just want to let you know that after January, the Board of Ex Officio Trustees may take action on who will take care of clerking and treasurer duties of the GID. I just want to make it clear that we've had conversations between myself, Clerk Treasurer Vanessa Stevens, and Sherry Whalen from the GID, that all the clerking, all the records management, public records requests, minutes, postings, treasurer duties, financial duties, etc., will all be handled by the TRI-GID, will not be impacted on the county clerk's office or county treasurer's office or any other office of Story County. So the whole objective there would be to have total separation. That will be per future action. I just wanted to clear on this item that we have had that conversation and the parties agree that that would be the case and recommendation for the future. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Austin. I think that makes it clear as to where the how the county sits with the involvement with the TRI-GID. I'll open it up for public comment. Commissioner Carmona, did you have any follow-up questions or concerns on this before I ask you to entertain a motion?
I did not, Chairman. Thank you.
All right, then I'll ask you to entertain a motion, please.
All right. I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, hereby move to approve ordinance number 20-315.
And I'll second your motion. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Gilman will abstain. And at this time, we'll move on to item number 20 and welcome Commissioner Gilman back to the board.
Thank you.
Item 20 is discussion for possible action. This is consideration of possible action on the second reading of Bill number 127, Ordinance number 20-316, amending Story County Code Chapter 3.76, motor vehicle fuel tax road repair by imposing a tax on special fuel that consists of diesel fuel sold in Story County. I see we have Mr. Morris with us today.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Special Counsel. How are you today?
I'm good. Just briefly, I think based on the hearings that the board has had on the business impact statement and the first reading of the ordinance, I think it's pretty clear what this is set out to do. Unless there's any questions, I would encourage the board to adopt the second reading.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Morris. What I'll do is I'm going to open this up for public comment right off the bat. Anybody like to speak on this motor fuel tax? All righty. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up on this at all?
I do not. I made my position on this where in the last commission meeting, and I am 100% in favor of implementing this with TRI expanding the way that it is and the amount of truck traffic for Seattle. There's going to be a significant revenue stream potentially for our county, and I think it's in the best interest of the county to implement this ordinance.
Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona, do you have a statement to make, sir?
I do, Chairman. I would personally like to see this diesel tax go and be decided upon by the voters during the next election process. I did go down to Carson City and speak in favor of the opportunity for us to have this tax. And at that time, I stated that I would like to see this go out to the voters for final decision.
Very good. Thank you. I respect your decision there, Commissioner Carmona. I too spoke at the last two legislative sessions in favor of imposing a motor fuel tax for the 15 rural counties that had been left out of collection. And after, of course, the second run through the legislature was finally approved. Prior to this, the county staff had done some legwork on this and had contacted the former owners of the Virginia City service station, Bob and Maddie Rutzel, and asked them if this would affect their livelihood running their service station by imposing a fuel tax, which they said they sell such a small volume of diesel fuel that it wouldn't affect their business at all. If the county were to increase the gasoline portion of the tax, it would affect them. So the county has never increased the gasoline portion, and now we have the opportunity to impose the diesel fuel tax. I'm not a tax and spend liberal. You all know that I'm a conservative Republican. And this is something where we're not getting our fair share. My argument before the legislature is that my brother drives this big, F-350 Ford diesel truck, and I drive this quarter-ton gasoline power truck, and I get to pay the motor fuel tax in order to operate on the roads of Story County, but my brother got a free ride. And Senator Neal from Las Vegas said when she was going to put it in, and my brother getting unfair treatment. And so they did. Now we're... I agree with Commissioner Carmona, where I think that that residents should get an opportunity to vote on a lot of items. When it comes to tax increase, if we gave if we unless we were maxed out on property taxes, which we're not, every time you go to the voters and ask them if they want to increase their own taxes, they're all going to say no. They don't want to do it. And at this point, when it comes to the diesel motor fuel tax, it's going to have a very small effect on Story County residents because we don't have that many registered diesel vehicles in Story County. The impact is mostly in the industrial park, where you've got 18-wheelers running in and out of there about every 6 seconds. And they're the ones that are doing the damage to the road down there that needs to be repaired by the rest of the county's taxpayers. And so that is ultimately why I'm in favor of this bill, of this tax. So with that said, I've said enough. I'm going to go to Commissioner Gilman and ask Commissioner Gilman if he will entertain a motion for this ordinance.
Do we want to have public comment first, Marshall?
I thought I already did, Commissioner.
All right. So I, Commissioner Lance Gilman, hereby move to approve the second reading of Bill Number 127, Ordinance Number 20-316, amending Story County Code Chapter 3.76 Motor Vehicle Fuel Tax Road Repair by imposing a tax on special fuel that consists of diesel fuel sold in Story County.
And I'll second your motion. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Very good. And I'm going to go back to Mr. Morris. Do we have an effective date on this tax to be implemented?
Yes, it's in February, I believe. I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but it's within the ordinance itself. If you look on the last page, it'll give you the effective date.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Morris.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Morris is right. It does say effective the first day of the second quarter of the month following the enactment of the ordinance imposing or changing the diesel tax. First day of the next calendar month.
Is that January the 1st?
I believe it's February.
Well, okay.
And I believe you're right, Mr. Morris, where it says the first day of the second calendar month following approval of the ordinance. Thank you.
Okay, then we'll need to get this sent off to Department of Taxation, ASAP. Okay. Moving along to item number 21. Discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the second reading of Bill Number 124, Ordinance 20-313, text amendments to Story County Code Title 16, Subdivisions, and Title 17, Zoning Ordinance, specifically Section 16.20.010 and 17.03.230, to modify language that allows a third-party review of planned unit development and subdivision applications, including that the cost for such third-party review will be paid by the applicant. Ms. Canfield?
Yes, thank you. So, as you said, this is the second reading for these text amendments to Title 16 and 17. And since the last hearing, we haven't had any comments or any other discussions or any contact with anybody having any other concerns. So I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody has anything, but nothing has changed from the first reading.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Kathy?
I do not. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. Vice Chairman Carmona, any follow-up questions for Kathy?
Not today, Chairman.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none. Vice Chairman Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve the second reading of Bill Number 124?
Yes, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner J. Carmona, move to approve the second reading of Bill 124, Ordinance 20-313, text amendments to the Story County Code, Title 16, Subdivisions, and Title 17, Zoning Ordinance, specifically section 16.20.010 and 17.3.230, to modify language that allows for a third-party review for planned unit development and subdivision applications, including that the cost for such third-party review be paid by the applicant.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item 22, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of resolution number 20-595, a resolution updating the planning fee resolution by setting fees for Story County services and third-party review for planned unit development and subdivisions. Ms. Canfield?
Yes, so this is the Planning Department development application fees. And so this is related to the item that was just approved, adding language to the subdivision and the planning unit development reviews, that the third-party review fees as necessary may be applicable. There were a couple other minor cleanup language things, but there's no change in any actual fees that the Planning Department does. It's just adding the wording to relate back to the Title 16 and 17 changes that were just made.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, any follow-up questions for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Commissioner Carmona, any follow-up questions?
No questions, Chairman.
Very good. I'll open up. Is there any public comment regarding this resolution? Hearing none. Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, move to approve resolution number 20-595, a resolution updating the planning fee resolution by setting fees for Story County services and third-party review for planned unit developments and subdivisions.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Canfield. Item 23 is we're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, which brings us to item number 24, discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the Board of Fire Commissioners to appoint Jeremy Longcar to the position of Story County Fire Protection District Chief. Ms. Whitten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On November 17, 2020, this board directed district staff to proceed in the selection process of a new fire chief, pending Chief Nevin's retirement. So in this process, we posted the job opportunity internally and conducted interviews per policy, and Jeremy Longfer is the applicant that we are recommending for appointment to the position of appointee fire chief effective December 21st, 2020. He will work in the capacity of appointee until the retirement of Chief Nevin on December 31st, 2020, after which he will become the fire chief effective January 1st, 2021. Per policy, we have negotiated a salary within the parameters of the general salary schedule for fire. These negotiations have led us back to the district's original conditional offer, which has been accepted pending your approval today. At this time, we recommend that Jeremy be placed at a step 4 on the general salary schedule for fire chief. Additionally, the conditional offer letter we've provided allows that he can earn incentives through a combination of obtaining and maintaining professional certifications related, related to the position and educational degrees. This is a similar treatment that currently exists for the battalion chiefs. It's also important to note that these incentives do not conflict with the existing union agreement and the incentive pays offered therein. All other benefits provided to Jeremy would be in accordance with policy. The incentive pay we are proposing is conditional upon the Board of Fire Commissioners taking action at its next board meeting to approve proposed amendments to existing policy 064. In the event the board does not take action to amend that policy at its next meeting on January 5th, 2021, then Jeremy would be advanced to a step 6 on the general salary schedule for fire chief, effective December 21st, 2020.
All righty. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Toby?
No, I do not, Toby. Thank you. I am aware of the ongoing negotiations, and I am prepared to approve Jeremy for the position today.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona?
No questions, Chairman.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this appointment? I don't see anybody with their hand up. See anything? No? Okay. So anyway, Commissioner Carmona, would you like to entertain a motion?
Sure, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, make a motion for the appointment of Jeremy Lockhart to the position of Story County Fire Protection District Chief in appointee status effective December 21st, 2020. The interim appointee status will remain in effect until January 1st, 2021, following the retirement of Fire Chief Jeff Nevin on December 31st, 2020, at which point he will become the Fire Chief.
I second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And Jeremy, you've shown us that you've got the education, you've got the talent, you've got the gumption, you've got the education, you've set down roots in Story County and Virginia City. I vote aye also, and congratulations. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Welcome aboard, Chief Lockhart. There we go.
Yep, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Commissioners.
You bet. Okay. Item 25. Now that we have a new fire chief, we're going to boot the old fire chief out the door. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 20-596, honoring retiring Fire Chief Jeffrey Nevin for service with Story County Fire Protection District and to the residents and businesses of the county. Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I see that our Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin, is on as well. And this is times a bit of sleep. We settled on to their retirement, but at the same time, we're going to certainly miss them. And Jeff will be no exception to that. So I think the least we can do is propose a resolution honoring.
Yeah, before you do that, I think we've got his mom and dad are on, and he's got his sister Sherry's on there, and he's got his aunt on there. So we got quite a few.
Well, that's great. I can see a couple of you there with the amount of screens I have in front of me, and I certainly myself would be honored to have any comments that anybody wants to make. During this, I've worked with Jeff Newman for quite some time here and found him just to be absolutely stellar in his services to our community, our businesses, and our residents and what he does, and he certainly has a passion for what he does. There's a resolution honoring Mr. Nevin. It's resolution 2596. If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, I'll read it into the record, and then I have another item here I'd like to present on this.
Please go right ahead.
All right, I think it's appropriate that every resolution number 2596, a resolution honoring Fire Chief Jeffrey Nevin. Whereas Jeffrey Nevin has faithfully served Story County for over 27 years from 1993 to December 31, 2020. And whereas Jeffrey Nevin is dedicated to his job as a citizen of Story County, and whereas Jeffrey Nevin has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he worked with, both locally and statewide. And whereas Jeffrey Nevin's professional skills in several capacities have served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County or Fire Commissioners hereby resolve and commend to honor Jeffrey Nevin for for exemplary services to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 15th day of December 2020, passed and adopted the 15th day of December 2020 by the following. That would be you all, of course, and the Board of Fire Commissioners. And this is unusual, doing this by Zoom, so I'll do the best I can to present Fire Chief Nevin with this honorary plaque showing the days that he started with Story County nearly 7 years ago and all of his hard work. We will be able to present this to you when you're able to come into my office, Fire Chief. And I know there's going to be a lot to say here, so at this point I'm going to pass the torch. And thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, the last time, Jeff Nevin, Fire Chief, and I started this. Being involved in the fire service since I could walk across the street from the house we grew up in to the fire station to hang out, I was able to join the volunteers, Virginia City volunteers, as a regular member when I turned 16 years old. Just over 30 years ago, and I've been involved as a career since for over 25 years. I started my career here in Story County and then moved on to other places to garner that experience and see how things were done. And I was given the opportunity to come back here in 2014, I believe, as battalion chief. And ultimately, my goal was to become the fire chief, and I've done that. You know, but with everything that's going on, and I felt it was time to move on. And I think you've got a great choice in the next fire chief, Jeremy Montbart, and he'll do a good job. And we share the same visions for where this department is headed and where it will be in the next 5 to 10 years or longer. So. Again, thank you all, and I appreciate the kind words. It's been an honor to work for Story County and with all of you. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to open up for anyone who'd like to speak about or for Jeff. No roasting.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nevin.
For the record, Mike Nevin. Of course, you all know me. I'm Jeff's dad. I just want to say I'm extremely proud of Jeff, all that he has been able to accomplish in his career over the last 27 years. Some might say that it's been a kind of a family affair for the Nevin family to be involved in the fire service here in Comstock and Story County. Maybe some of you know, maybe a lot of you do not know, that my great-grandfather, Michael Lee, I share the same middle initial, although the middle names are different, served in the capacity as the paid fire chief in Virginia City back in the early 1900s, and worked out of the Corporation House Fire Hall that was directly south of what is the castle here in Virginia City, the home of Robert Graves at the time, one of the mining superintendents. Anyway, so we do have a history. I being a fourth generation native Nevadan, Jeff being a fifth. So I'm extremely proud that he has followed in the footsteps of the family. I served in the capacity for 20 years, and it was much different back then. We were truly and solely pretty much all volunteer, and just had three paid staff that worked here in Virginia City. The county is growing by leaps and bounds in all the various districts of the county. And the fire service has come a very, very long way in the last couple of decades, if you will. And I'm just, again, extremely proud and happy to call Kel, my son. Thank you very much. Thanks, Kel.
That was terrific, Mike. Thank you. All right, who else would like to speak?
Mrs. Sherry, Jeff's sister.
Sherry? Sherry, hold on for about 20 seconds. The noon whistle just went off.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
Okay, Sherry, go
Mr.
ahead.
Mr. Chairman, before Sherry starts, I just wanted to take an opportunity to also congratulate Chief Jeremy Longcar. Jeremy, congratulations, welcome aboard, and good luck, sir. I know you'll do a fantastic job.
Very good.
Thank you, Chief.
All righty. Sherry, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I'm calling in from Washington State today, so this is great to have the opportunity to join you all on Zoom. Just wanted to say congratulations to Jeff. I think he's probably the only person that I know that knew exactly what he wanted to do, pretty much, I guess, from the time he was born. And he has risen up through the ranks, got to the point he wanted to get to, and is retiring now. So I'm extremely happy for him and wish him all the best in the future. It was an honor to be able to work with him during our short time together we had at the county. So congratulations, Jeff.
Very good. All right, who would like to speak next? Come on. Looks like Margie's trying to connect on her audio. Star six? Star six to unmute? Anyway, Jeff, I've known you your whole life. I couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you. Marshall, if I may take a minute, Lance Gallen here.
Yes, Lance, please do.
So, I have been so blessed to have come into this county over 20 years ago. I know I'm trailing the Benton family with four generations and five now. That's just wonderfully incredible. But I had the honor, truly the honor and the enjoyment of working with this entire family. And for pretty much the entire time that I've been here in Story County, I'm so glad to hear Sherry's voice. I think Sherry Gallen just, at least in my personal world, added such a incredible growth dimension to taking care of all of our communities and all of our seniors. And she took a brand new, fresh department and really turned it into something that is now growing, and she's turned over the baton to others, and so I've really had the honor of working with this family, and at least from my perspective, and I'm really the new kid on the block, Marshall, from so many of you, but I can't imagine that there is a family, as a group, as an entity, that have done more, certainly equal, but have done more for our community than the Nevin family, and it's in every walk of life. It's across the board in our protection and our services and taking care of our families and taking care of our senior centers. These folks have dedicated, as far as I know, their entire lives to the betterment of our county. And I just don't have the words to give them enough thank you. But working with Jeff and working with Mike, he's been a staunch stand-up person in our community. The very first day I sat in a commission seat over 8 years ago. And so I have a very personal thank you and a hug and a respect and a love for that family. And I think we're all blessed to have enjoyed them in our world. Thank you.
Very well said, Lance. Very well. All right. Yes, go right ahead, Commissioner.
I am definitely the new kid on the block, but I will say for the 2 years that I have had the pleasure of sitting on the commission, it has been a definite pleasure working with Jeff Nevin. I'm sad to see him go, but I guess retirement is awaiting you, my friend. Enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Who else would like to speak? Okay, I know it's not easy for you, so, okay. Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain would you entertain a motion to approve the resolution?
It would be my pleasure. I, Commissioner Jay Carmona, motion to approve resolution number 20-596, honoring Fire Chief Jeffrey Nevin for his retirement from service within the Story County Fire Protection District, and to the residents and businesses of the county.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, Jeffrey, congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate it.
I wish we were all in here where we could be together.
Yeah.
Okay, item number 26 is to recess as the Story County Board of the Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, which will bring us to item number 27, discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of resolution number 20-597, honoring retiring David Ballard, Communications Director for Service to Story County Residents and Businesses. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. Similar to the last one, we have another retirement coming our way. This is for Dave Ballard, Communications Director. I'll be happy to read the resolution when you want, but we also have, in addition to that, a well-deserved plaque. Sorry again that we can't do this in person this time, so but I don't think it's any less personal. Dave has been serving since 1989. To 2020 is our communications. He's worked back in the day when the communications office was here in the courthouse, and then it was moved to an attic, and then to another office, and then down to the jail facility, and now to the bank building. And that will ultimately be Mr. Ballard's gift to the taxpayers, as he will be handing over the keys to the brand new high-tech, modern, cutting-edge dispatch center that will be his name for hopefully in the next 30 years. So I personally want to thank Dave for his services to Story County and the taxpayer, and to me as well. He's been a great person to work with, without a doubt, both in my capacity now, but for far back and others as well. There is a resolution here, Mr. Chairman. When you so are ready, I'd be happy to read
it. Go ahead and read it right now, Austin.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution number 20-597, resolution honoring David Ballard. A resolution honoring David Ballard, whereas David Ballard has faithfully served Story County over the past 30 years, and whereas David Ballard is dedicated to his job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas David Ballard has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he worked with both locally and statewide, and whereas David Ballard's professional skills in several capacities has served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve and commend and honor David Ballard for exemplary services to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 15th day of December 2020, passed and adopted the 15th day of December 2020 by the following yourselves if you so decide to.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to open this up once again on who would like to speak about or for Dave Ballard. There's a lot of you on the board that have put in a lot of time with Dave. Who would like to start?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to... Oh, excuse me, go ahead, Jeff. I'll yield.
Okay. Chief Nevin.
I just want to congratulate Dave. It's been a long ride for him. He started here as well, too, and came back. Dave and I work pretty much hand in hand each day on various projects, and the last one's been this radio project that we've gotten. But we're in communication each day on things that are happening, and it's been a pleasure to have somebody with this knowledge to be able to do that, bounce ideas off, and get feedback. So, it's been a pleasure, Dave. Congratulations.
There you go. Okay, Commissioner Carmona, I think you were chiming in.
Yes. I did just want to say a few things about Dave. I had the opportunity to work with him while I was not a commissioner, and I was president of the HOA in the Highlands. Dave has always been available and more than willing to help out with our communication needs. I've been blessed to have built a relationship with Dave, and I can proudly say I call him a friend. It's a little bit sad that he might not be here during the grand opening of the communication center, the new one, but I know he will be there in spirit, and he spent a long time in Story County, and I truly wish him well on his retirement. I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm sure he's got some things lined up. So, Dave, thank you for your years of service, and you will truly be missed.
Okay, who's next?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Nevin, go right ahead. You have the floor.
Again, Mike Nevin, you're probably getting tired of hearing from me, but I would also like to offer my congratulations to Dave on his retirement. And just a brief little bit of history regarding communications and the 911 system here in Story County. It goes back about three decades ago now. And Chairman McBride, I'm sure you will recall as well, we had a fundraising event. We put canisters around town, had some various activities that raised funds to implement the very first 911 system, and that was back in the mid-1970s. Dave has been involved ever since. County Manager Osborne mentioned the several locations that our communications teams have worked out of. One that he didn't mention was a little building next to the present firehouse, now training facility. The dispatch center was in there. When I became a student member, the dispatch center was actually in the fire station. The houseman at the time was also one of the dispatchers. And then we had the highway patrol involved as well. But anyway, Dave has taken it to where it is today. For that, as a taxpayer, I'm truly grateful. He's got the vision, has had the vision. And Dave, thank you very much. And you too, sir, will certainly be missed. Good luck.
Okay, who's next?
Tarsho, Lance Gilman here, once again. You know, Mike, we'll never get tired of you talking, partner. I've been sitting and listening to lots of reports for a lot of years, partner. You're full of information. That's all wonderful. I once again, I've had the opportunity to do some public speaking and address a lot of the Northern Nevada community. And they have asked me, what are some of the secrets to the incredible success that Story County has had? And I believe that probably at the very top of the list is it takes a village. It takes an entire village to take a community from the depths of financial despair to probably the finest operating community and county in the state of Nevada today. And it's a credit to the people that sit in those chairs and make those decisions and take a certain amount of flack, whether they want to have it or not, or what they've done. But I'll tell you that Dave Ballard started many years ago, more than I was involved here in, in the commission side. And he has been there as every single brick was laid in this community as we grew and as we prospered, and as our public services and our safety services grew. And so I've watched over the last 8 years and had the pleasure of working with Dave as it as function and as products and as capability have grown and expanded. And today, I would guess that Story County is in probably one of the finest positions that there is here in our public response, our public safety, and taking care of our community. And Mr. Ballard, I thank you very much. I've enjoyed everything you've done, and you will be missed. It's pretty good shoes that somebody's going to have to fill, but enjoy your retirement. You know, I'm starting to get to fit here. This is the second retirement tonight. What the hell am I doing? But I can't move right on for a while. I got four more years in me, so we'll see you along the road. David, thank you.
Okay. Who do we have next? Who would like to talk about David? I'll talk about David. I think he got hired when he was in the eighth grade. He seems like he's always been here forever. When I got this job, I started finding out how much money Dave liked to spend on equipment. I was always, as a fiscal conservative, I've always been appalled at how much money they spend in their departments, some of these guys. And so I went over to Dave's office one day to figure out why the telephones and radios cost so much money. Well, he was ordering everything out of Sharper Image. Couldn't believe it. You know, it's like, geez. I thought, what's wrong with Radio Shack, you know? But all kidding aside, Dave, you've had a stellar career with the county. You've done a great job. You're going out with a bang with this new communication center, which is going to be fabulous when we get it all done. It's going to be just terrific. Getting it out of the jail is the best thing that's ever happened, you know, for that department and for the jail, too. So for those of you that don't know Dave, follow him on Facebook. He's like Story County's version of the Far Side. So if you want to have a little chuckle with your coffee in the morning, that's where you need to go. So anyway, I'm going to open up one more time to see if anybody would like to follow up. Have some words about Dave Ballard retiring. I'm going to go to Vice Chairman Carmona and ask you to entertain motion for this resolution.
Can I just thank everyone more before we get into anything?
You bet. Say whatever you want to, Dave.
No, I just want to thank everybody. You know, it's hard to sit here and listen to everybody say good things about you, but you know, thank you very much. It means a lot. Jeff, I'm glad we finally got there. I've known Jeff since we were a little kid. I was a little kid. Jeff has always been 46. Even when he was 10, he was 46. But no, just being there, you know, Jeff and I have talked about this for a long time, about trying to, you know, go out together at the same time. So I'm glad we did. You know, thanks again for, you know, being a friend and just being someone that I really counted on for the last few years, Jeff. It's been amazing. Mike, same thing. You know, when I first started, you were the fire chief. And, you know, back then we had like a volunteer station and everything was handled pretty much by volunteers. And yet here we still are today. So things have definitely come a long ways. It's just been, yeah, it's crazy to think back about it. You know, and that's something that Lance kind of said a few minutes ago to make me think about that. You know, about Potato Village, it really does. Because back in those days, you had a handful of people, volunteers, that pretty much did everything. If something caught on fire, you know, you had one fireman and a bunch of volunteers to put it out. If one of the deputies got in trouble, you had one deputy on duty, you had a bunch of guys running out and doing things. So all these guys like Mike and Marshall was a volunteer, everybody that I'm talking about now, like that, I hate to mention names, so I'm probably going to forget some people, and I don't mean to. You know, those were the guys that made Story County what it is now just by doing that type of stuff. You know, they were there before we had any money, before we had anything, and now to see where we are, it's pretty crazy. It's just unbelievable to think that we're the same way. You know, I remember before we had the 911, we had to call the 847-0101 for fire, or 847-0202 for sheriff,
and that was the emergency numbers. And you pretty much knew everybody's number in town. It would probably, we didn't dispatch anywhere else in the county but Virginia City. Everything else was handled by the NDF or fire stations. There was a couple resident deputies and covered those areas, and that was about it. So it's crazy to see where we are now, just talking about all the new technology. And I would have never seen it, but I want to thank everybody for that. I want to thank all the employees that work for me. They're the ones that really make it happen. You know, they're the ones that are going to continue to make it happen. You're definitely in good hands there. And also the other county employees, I'll definitely miss coming in and bugging you guys. 2020 took the fun out of there for us this year, but it's still been good. And thank you.
Great. Thanks, David. I'll go around the room one more time and see if anybody else has anything to say before I go to Commissioner Carmona to entertain this motion. Okay, Commissioner Carmona.
Hi, my name is Becky Martin.
Could you go ahead and repeat your name, please?
Becky Martin.
Hi, Becky. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm actually stepping in for Dave, and I just want to let him know that he has been a great boss. He has taught me so much over the years. And I've got big shoes to fill. And thank you for being such a wonderful boss.
Very nice. Thank you, Becky. Commissioner Carmona?
Again, would be my pleasure. I, County Commissioner Jay Carmona, motion to approve resolution number 20-597, honoring retiring David Ballard, Communications Director, for his service to Story County residents and businesses.
All right, I have a motion. Commissioner Gilman, do I get a second?
I have a second, thank you.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations on your retirement, Dave.
Congratulations, Dave. Stay busy.
Thank you.
Next item is item number 28. And at this point, I'm going to recuse myself from this item and abstain from voting. And I'm going to turn it over to the vice chairman to handle this item.
All right. For discussion and possible action, resolution number 20-598, honoring retiring Marshall McBride, Story County Commission Chairman, for his service to the residents and businesses of the county. Before I go to anybody, I would like to first say, Marshall, it has been a pleasure to work with you. You welcomed me in two years ago, it seems like yesterday, in Carson City at my first NAPO experience. The leadership that you've given the commission that while I've been present, has been excellent. I just hope that the following chairman will be able to fill your shoes. I know you're going to stay local, which is fantastic. Your 8 years of service means a lot to me. I know what you've had to go through. I know you definitely did not always have easy times as a sitting commissioner. You brought us to 2020. I am very grateful for the things I've learned just by watching you, and I wish you a wonderful retirement. Now I'll take any comments from anybody else out there.
Well, Jay, I can tell you that I'd certainly like to sign on here. I really don't have words. Marshall has been a wonderful friend and a wonderful leader and an inspiration. Had businesses there in town, and one of the things that a lot of folks don't really understand, I think, is that when you become a commissioner, and when it started 8 years ago, because we have three commissioners, it really cuts off a lot of the association that you get to have otherwise with people, because you have to be so careful of conversations and open meeting laws and all those kind of things. And so First of all, I'm going to tell Marshall that I have so missed him in that regard. And Marshall, I just can't wait to have the opportunity to spend more time together. You're a very special person. Your family has given their all for generations to all of us there in the county. And I can tell you candidly, I have had the honor of sitting there in that commission chair with you for 8 years. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that you have been reassigned the chairman of that commission for the entire 8 years. And the reason for that, and I had the opportunity to raise my hand in support, but the reason for that is I think probably you have operated and sat in the chairman's chair better than anybody that I've ever known. You're professional, you're kind, you're direct and to the point, you're wise beyond your years, and you're ready, available for anybody that wants to sit and talk, whether they want to yell at you or hand out accolades, you are there. You're there on your phone, you're there in the commission seat, and I can tell anyone there absolutely truthfully that you are an honorable, stand-up, caring guy. I've seen you emotional every time you have to announce the passing of someone from your world and your community. No one has more heart nor more caring for our Story County. No one has more. And so from my heart, I thank you for being my friend before, having the honor of sitting next to you during all of our trials and tribulations, as we've really done nothing but grow bigger and better and financially more successful in the county. It's been an honor to sit there with you, and I'm looking forward to being able to come down there and sit on a bar stool with you at the Bucket and have the opportunity to be the friend that you are. I love your company, and thank you so much, and I'm going to miss you, my friend. Thank you.
Next, I think Dave Ballard was in line. No?
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say congratulations to you also, Marshall. You know, you've been a huge part of Gibson's radio stuff, and you came in and looked at it and saw what I had to deal with, and I just want to thank you for all your support, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you, Dave.
Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Nunn, yeah. All yours.
Well, since Lance says you guys don't get tired of listening to me, I guess I'll go ahead once again. Thank you for the opportunity. For the record, Mike Nevin. I, too, want to thank Mr. McBride. As a lifelong friend, a cohort in good, and sometimes not so good times, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, Marshall, it's tough to see you go, but thank you so much for your superb leadership, your positive vision and inspiration, and above all, your day-to-day involvement, hands-on involvement, I will say, in making Story County a better place for all. We go back a long, long ways, and just again, Pat, thank you enough. You too will truly be missed. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Thank you, Mike. Is there anybody else that would like to chime in?
Mr. Chairman, it's your privilege.
Yes, Joe, you have the floor.
Thank you. Marshall, I know Marshall since he was in high school. And I really got to, I wasn't there with him because I think I first got involved with Marshall when we were in the volunteer fire department back in, I don't even know what year it was. It must have been around the mid-70s sometime or other. I think Marshall was around 8 years old or something at that time. And it's been really fun to watch Marshall grow in the community. to take over his dad's seat, in a sense. He's had a long history with the volunteer fire department, so his history in terms of commitment to our county is long, is varied in so many different ways, and the commitment to the county is just it's hard to actually express in words because it is so varied and so effective and so well put forth. I'm going to miss you as a commissioner because I have a great deal of faith in your thought processes, even though you are kind of still a young kid in that respect. You know. I'm going to miss you as a commissioner and as a known supporter of emergency management, if you will, and of everything county, actually. But I know we'll see each other on the road in Marshall. Mike Newman and Marshall and I were involved in the very beginning of finding the Firemen's Museum. And Marshall has always been a big pusher and supporter of that. And I wish you well in your retirement from the commission, Marshall. And I know that you are not going to go anyplace and that we can always look to you for information, for advice, and direction in all things county. Thank you for your time, Marshall. Thank you for your commitment, and see you at the bottom.
Thank you, Joe. Is there anyone else who would like to chime in?
Yes, Jay, this is Louise Pena in Lockwood.
You have the floor.
I'd like to thank Marshall for all his dedication and his service to Story County. The fact that he has always shown such love for all of the county, all the people in the county, as well as the infrastructure and the care. He's truly going to be missed, all his knowledge that he has carried and all this historical value and knowledge will truly be missed. And thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you, Louise. Is there anybody else who would like to speak in? Or speak up?
Dan, would you like to go first?
Oh, I already went, Eric. You're good.
Okay. Now I was talking to Fire Chief Mena, and now he wants to jump in as well. So, okay. So, Marshall, I just wanted to say thank you for your years of service. You have been one of the, I think, fairest chairpersons right now in terms of running the commission. You have been one of the most decent gentlemen that I've had the opportunity to know over the 2 decades or so that I've served in Story County. The Story County has been professionalizing so many of its operations over these 2.5-3 decades that I've been part of Story County, and you are a big part of that along with the team. And Jeff and Dave, thank you too for your years of service. Congratulations to all of you. Thank you for everything you've done, and best of luck from here on forward.
Thank you, Eric. Jeff, were you next?
Yeah, I'll go if nobody else has the floor there. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Marshall, like you said, I've known you for a long time, ever since I was a pup, as we used to say. You know, you've got your finger on the pulse of the entire county, the community you live in, state and federal issues that could affect the county as a whole and the community. It's been an honor to work for you and work with you through these years. You actually, I've asked you to do a couple of our swearing in ceremonies. You swore me in when I first came back to Story County, and you did our last hires. I know you take great pride and tradition with that as well. So just again, want to thank you for your leadership and dedication.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
Mr. Chairman, if no one else is there, I'll have a couple of formalities and a few comments I'd like to make.
Floor is yours, County Manager.
All right, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'll save the formalities for when you're ready, reading the resolution and that sort of thing, but I too have worked with Marshall for many years before he was County Commissioner, but you know, a lot of people, as we all know, believe that commissioners, they win and then they come and attend a couple meetings a month and make a couple decisions and that's it. And that could not be further from the truth. And Chairman McBride has been absolutely, you know, a forerunner when it comes to working all the time, day and night, in addition to the business he runs, and usually both of them at the same time. So in addition to sending, you know, coming to meetings and making decisions, but sitting on the various boards and decision-making panels in groups and committees across the state, and traveling, going to Washington, D.C., sometimes having to go there and the next day fly right back simply so he can, you know, let those folks back east know that we're here and that we have needs. Serving on night committees and weekend boards and just everything. The amount of work and dedication that Marshall has given to the people of Story County is just incredible. You know, his knowledge and background that he brings to the table, not only being a resident and citizen of this county for his life, but just the things he knows. He knew how things were, you know, a long time ago, and kind of where things were buried and what kind of stuff to watch out for and how things were done before and how to keep ourselves out of trouble in the future. And it's just been really, really helpful. You know, Marshall's just been a great leader for all of us, including myself, professionally and even personally. Marshall and I don't always agree on everything, but what I find with him is we can have a conversation and then we can revisit it time and time again and discuss both sides of something. And he really listens. He'll come around, he'll think about things and put a lot of, you know, thought into his decisions and where we go. I can't be more appreciative of that. And then as far as the county goes, after the last 8 years, Marshall, I mean, look at where we are today with, you know, capital improvements and senior services and changes in, you know, departments and how things are run and finance policy. And I mean, all different kinds of things are going on that have been occurring over the last 8 years and just making things better and more efficient. And I think every one of us here today really appreciated our time working with you. And I know that you're just not going to walk away, that you'll still be involved in things and with our people and our community and our county. So I want to personally and professionally thank you for that. Now, when you're ready, Mr. Vice Chairman, I'll begin some formalities.
I'll just do one more call to see if there is anybody else that would like to speak. Give it 5 seconds of silence. Anybody wants to chime in? Before you start, I do just want to finish off. Lance touched on something, and, you know, as one of three commissioners, a lot of folks don't realize that, you know, we don't get the opportunity to socialize with each other. So for 2 years, you know, I've had the opportunity to sit next to Marshall, you know, it would be nice to, you know, join him down at the bucket for a drink one of these days.
Yeah,
and that's it. So formalities,
make the mess. All right. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. So if you'd like, I'll go ahead and read the resolution into the record now.
Please do.
All right. Thank you. So this is resolution 2598. It is a resolution honoring Marshall McBride. A resolution honoring Chairman Marshall McBride, whereas Martin McBride has peacefully served Story County for 8 years, from January 1, 2013 to December 31, 2020. And whereas Marshall McBride is dedicated to his job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas Marshall McBride has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he worked for, both locally and statewide. And whereas Marshall McBride, his professional skills as county commission chairman and several other capacities that serve to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, be known to all present that Story County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Marshall McBride for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 15th day of December 2020, passed and adopted the 15th day of December 2020 by the following, and that would be you. And then I want to also present, once again, unfortunately has to be by Zoom this year, but no less personal. This is certainly a well-deserved and well-earned plaque of appreciation for your service, Chairman Marshall McBride.
Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Commissioner Gilman, would you like to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. By Commissioner Lance Gilman, hereby move to approve resolution number 20-598, honoring retiring Marshall McBride, Story County Commission Chairman, for his service to the residents and the businesses of the county.
Thank you. I have a motion. I will second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
I'd like to thank you all so very much for the kind words.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll move along now to item number 29. This is discussion for possible action. Approval of business license second readings. These are community development has sent these forward for approval. Items A through C. Is there any public comment regarding these items? No. I heard a no. Okay. Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
Be my pleasure, Chairman. J. Carmona, move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through C.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now we're going to move on to the last agendized item number 30. This is public comment. We'll take no action. You can speak about anything that wasn't agendized today. So the floor is open. Whoever would like to speak. You know, under board comments, I overlooked one item that I wanted to talk about back then, and so I'm going to take this opportunity under public comment, is that those of you follow state government, we know that the legislature is going to convene in February for this next legislative session, runs 120 days. The governor's, his board is economic board that he puts together for forecasting revenues for the state, has come back to him and told him that they can expect at least a reduction of 5% in tax revenues. His economic forum is always extremely positive. They're normally wrong, though. And so when you look at where maybe the tax collections are okay with property taxes because we're not going through a recession, there are huge discrepancies in sales tax, use tax, gaming tax, room tax, and modified business tax, which is the state payroll tax that they have in place. So I know they're asking that their departments go ahead and come in with a budget of 12% less than the last biennium. This is even after they made the adjustment back in the spring for the shortfall and raided the $400 million out of the rainy day fund. The state's going to look at some very serious revenue shortfalls going forward. And we know what happens when the state runs out of money is they start looking at the county to go ahead and start picking up the pieces there or reallocating funds. So I implore the department heads and elected officials to be very, very strict and stringent on your budgets going forward for this year because We're gonna have to look forward to revenue shortfall. There's just no way around it. When most of the year the businesses in the state have been running at 50% capacity, and now it's been reduced to 25% capacity, those that who are in retail. We're just gonna see a real significant drop in tax revenue. So we need to be vigilant and don't let our guard down, because that's what we have forward to look. That's what we have to look forward to this year. And it might take a year or two to rebound from this once we get everybody vaccinated. So anyway, those are my closing comments, and I'll open it up once again if there are any other public comment before we adjourn the meeting. All right, I hear nothing else out there for public comment. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay safe and wash your hands, social distance, okay? This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Marshall.
You bet. Thank you, Jay.